Spirit or Word? Is the Spirit or the Word more important? There's a difference of opinion on the relative importance of the Spirit and the Word in Christianity. Some groups emphasize the Holy Spirit, while others emphasize the Word. Who is correct? The answer is that neither is correct. God is a Spirit, John 4:24. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life, John 6:63. Duality is difficult for the human brain to deal with. We like things discrete, unambiguous. But science encounters duality in nature on occasion. And one specific example of that is light. Physical light is both discrete and continuous. It is photon and it is wave at the same time. A photon is a discrete particle of light. A wave is continuous, having no beginning and no end. How can something be discrete and continuous at the same time? It makes no sense. Yes, it does. God is continuous. Jesus is discrete. God is Spirit. Jesus is Word. Jesus is the express image of God. They are one. The Spirit without the Word is incomplete. The Word without the Spirit is incomplete. When the Word, Jesus, was baptized with the Holy Spirit, He became Christ, the Anointed One. In Revelation 1:8, Jesus says that He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. In Revelation 21:6, 22:13, Jesus reminds us of this fact. So, do not attempt to separate the Spirit and the Word. They are one. Do not emphasize one over the other. They are one. As a matter of fact, one without the other is not God at all. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Psalm 138:2. The word gives purpose to the Spirit, and the Spirit gives power to the word. What use is purpose without power? And what use is power without purpose? For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Romans 10:2. This verse refers to Israel's zeal for God, but their lack of knowledge of Christ Jesus, the incarnate Word. Zeal is the power of the Spirit. Knowledge is of the Word. Zeal with knowledge is effective. The Spirit and the Word in us is Christ in us, which manifests glory. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. The Word and the Spirit in you produce abundant, eternal life. Praise our God.